The officers, generally, stamp is but the rank is but the Guinness stamp, man is the gold for that. So, some officers, military generals or police officers, the stamp is given that he is police superintendent, he is the district magistrate. But the man to whom the stamp is given, that should be also considered. So, sometimes all persons that get the stamp, I am not talking of the trader group, with mundane purpose, they are going on with the business of guruism, not that. But sincere persons, if his capacity is not very high, but he gets some impression that the agent's license he gets from upper world, he may go on doing discharging his duty, but he is fallible in the under adverse circumstances, he cannot maintain his own position. He may be lost in lower type. But in the higher type, if that license comes, they are strong enough to carry so many. And the lower type of guru, it is mentioned that they must not do all these things, they must move cautiously in this way. So, the higher type of guru is quite safe, who are already settled firmly in their position. Nothing can deviate them from that consciousness, and that is well and good. And when, in the lower type, he finds that this is very sweet, extending to it others. This medicine has cured me from such disease, he is recommending that medicine to that man. I am in the curing process. I use this pill. I think I am in the curing process. Disease is going away. When with a sincere good heart, he may give that pill to others. You use it. In that position, in that lower position, he may come down also sometimes. But they are strongly rooted, no question of calling Hari.
Maharaj, yes? Is it not the duty of a lower guru to take? Is it not the duty of a lower guru to take a disciple to a higher, to the highest guru?
Yes, it is written in the scripture. It is written in the scripture that one, in another phase it is written that a Shudra may initiate in his own caste, but he never go to initiate higher caste. In this way it is mentioned. He will take rather to the guru of that caste. In this color it is mentioned. So always, when seed of higher quality is available to sow into the soil, our sincere attempt will always be to that direction. The good seed is available for the soil. At that time, if I neglect that good seed and the lower class of seed I sow in the soil, then the product will be less. And the man who is manipulating in this way, he will be responsible for that. So when higher guru is available, the lower persons should always think that he may be connected with the Padarsak. Show the way, go there. That will be all sincere dealing. But sometimes in the relative position, they think that to continue the line of my Gurudev, I may hold lower position, lower capacity, but to continue the line of my Gurudev, I must accept disciples. That is also a sort of tendency in the shishya. But they will have to meet their own fate. If being does not desire, then he will have to fall and die. But if he, with all his might, he tries to keep up that faithfully, then he may be saved. The risk is there.
Guru Maharaj, in Nectar of Devotion, the waning moon of attachment is described. The waning moon of attachment is described for one who has committed aparad. So if someone sees the symptoms of aparad in his devotional life, how can he correct that aparad? How can he adjust or mitigate that aparad?
No other alternative but bhumush khaita padanam bhumire bhavalambanam. If we slip down and fall into the ground, with the help of the ground we have to rise again. So where I have committed wrong, I must have to redress the wrong, and with the help of that place, of that same place, which I shall try to rise up. If I have committed offense against any Vaishnava, if I go to the higher, to his guru or to God himself, God will direct that you have committed offense against that particular Vaishnava. You go to him and be forgiven. Pray for forgiveness. And if he forgives you, you are absolved. Do you follow?
Yes.
Vrindavan Das Thakur has given an example. If there's any thorn enters into a particular place, the thorn must be taken out from that place. And not pare pare kata bhutriki skande bahira. He has given. The thorn enters into your soul, and you are trying to take it out from the soldier. No, go direct to the thorn, to the soul, and try to take out that thorn. So by offense committed to any particular Vaishnava, if you go to higher place, they will say, oh, go there. Mahaprabhu asked that Chapal Gopal. When Mahaprabhu of Sannyas came, this Aparad Bhanjan part here, Kuliya, Chapal Gopal came, fell and said, I have committed offense against you. No, no, not against me, against the Sivas Pandit. Go and beg your forgiveness from there. Mahaprabhu directed. Go there, where you have committed the offense. That's something like that. Hare Krishna, Gaudhuri, 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 Vidai Gaudhuri.
Can you ask for forgiveness? Can you ask for forgiveness through your heart? Can you ask forgiveness through the heart towards another Vaishnava? Rather than go to him personally and beg forgiveness.
If you commit offense internally, then you may beg forgiveness internally. But if externally, you will have to go to the same road. You have to beg forgiveness externally. In the assembly, if you have insulted anyone, in the assembly, you must beg forgiveness. If internally, if you thought wrong about anyone, internally you may be forgiveness. The similar way. I committed offense in an assembly, in a public meeting, and internally I am begging forgiveness. That is hypocrisy.
I have heard it said that because this is Kali Yuga, that whatever offense we make internally, if we think something bad, because we cannot control our minds so much because it is Kali Yuga, then we are not so much responsible because it is Kali Yuga and we cannot control our minds so much.
Well, some concession may be attached for that, that you are a good boy, but with the company of the bad boys, you have committed particular offense. You may get some concession for that. They know, even know, that you are an innocent man. But either by under threatening, or by wine or any way, you have committed. Just as a madman, if he kills another man, then some concession, the madman, he might have committed murder. He may not be hanged. In this way, some concession. But that must be calculated concession.
Maharaj, but are offenses of the mind, are they tolerated in the age of Kali Yuga?
Tolerated? Kali Yuga, that is the special grant that may have some sanction. But that does not mean that anything in Kali Yuga will go in the name of purity. It does not mean that. Some concession is granted for Kali Yuga. The environment is the atmosphere is polluted. But then he has got some disease. He may be removed from this place, he will be cured. So good. Kali Yuga, when the mostly are more, the majority is, generally mostly everything is impure. So a good, healthy man may come there and feel some sort of uneasiness. Otherwise, he is a healthy man. That sort of consideration he will get. And some special benefit also of treatment. He is sick, he gets the facility of the hospital. In this way, a free medicine. Just as during the famine, get some grant. During that pestilence of the when epidemic period, some pre-treatment. In this way, in Kali Yuga, that epidemic period, something like. So government has arranged for pre-treatment, pre-diet, that sort of facility you may get. Political service is not necessary, you cannot do, only you shout slogan. Shout slogan, and we shall pay for it. Kisdanadeva Krishnasya Muktabandhaparambhati. You are unfit for other services, give slogan for Krishna, in favor of him. That is also a kind of service for the country. Slogan, mere slogan. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Do. And you will get some benefit. sincerely, not hypocritically. Not hypocritically, spy. Slogan, a spy also may superficially give slogan. But that is he who won't be at least get benefit, the spy. Spy giving slogan won't get any benefit. But sincere, you must have to be. But slogan will also be considered to the service of the country, and you will be punished for that. Gaur Hari. Ha ha ha, Vidal,
what's the time?
It's almost 10 o'clock. It's 5 minutes to 10, Guru Maharaj. 5 minutes to 10.
5 to 10. Then, any other question? That new girl has come. She has got any question? Has she got?
Maharaj, when is someone free from the law of karma?
When is one free from the laws of karma?
Finally free.
When he has got no charm for this world, then first liberation begins. As the previous days, to be clear. And when that is previous date is cleared, he becomes practically free. The engine may come out of the dangerous zone, but the wagons may be within the dangerous zone. So when the engine already has come, that began, liberation began. And then the wagons will have also to come. Beyond the dangerous zone. So, our prejudice, past prejudice are there. Only I could understand that this is good, this is bad. I may not do anything wrong from that time. But I did many things. The reaction I shall have to suffer. To every action there is equal and opposite reaction. I became a saint, I don't do any harm to others. But in my past life I did, and they will come to take their revenge. I must have to tolerate. Do you follow?
Yeah.
No, not following.
Yes. You have to tolerate.
Yeah.
You have to struggle on with your life.
So freedom of the free choice, free will, and the wholesale freedom. When the past actions, the reactions are finished, then I can get wholesale freedom. So freedom may be thought of two kinds. The free choice have come out of the filthy atmosphere that my past did and suffered from the reaction. When that is free, then I am free. And also my entrance into the free will enters a very highly powerful zone. And that comes to meet, to react with my reactions. It is also possible. Krishna and his men can come in my favor to fight with my enemies. That is also not impossible in particular cases. So many prejudices. Just as Gyanagni Sarvakarmani Bhasna Sahat Karati Arjuna, a bonfire, a spark can finish a mass of woods and other straw and other things. They say that darkness, a room is dark for a cave is dark for a long time, but whenever the light is there, the whole darkness goes away. Something is also possible by the special grace of God, Lord. All the previous karmas, that prejudice may be finished by His grace. But that is not the general case. We can gradually work out our relief. It's the general case. But there are special cases also. According to our Sukriti, we may have the association of such powerful substance of things, help, that I may not know the troubles of my past action. Immediately that may be destroyed. It is possible by degrees. Kripa. Kripa Siddha, Aloka Siddha, four kinds of liberation is mentioned. Aloka Siddha, Aloka Dham, Kripa Siddha, and another two. One generally two kinds, one acquired and another from grace outside. That depends upon generally Sukriti, our previous noble actions in the course of our mundane activity. Somewhere, anyhow, I have collected some noble result. That will come to my help suddenly. Gaurhari, Gaurhari, Gaurhari. Nidai Gaurhari, Nidai Gaurhari, Gaurhari.
Guru Maharaj, can you say something about the importance of formally accepting initiation as opposed to accepting the cure apart from initiating, becoming initiated by a bona fide spiritual master?
Formal initiation.
Yes. That you were describing initiation is accepting, like accepting a good doctor to cure the disease.
So that example will teach you that doctor may aggravate the disease also. It depends upon the choice of the doctor. Instead of taking to the curing path, he may spoil the patient also. So it depends upon the doctor. He may take away from the real path to another, to the jungle.
But, for example, one may accept the cure from a distance, but he may not take formal initiation. He may accept in his heart the cure.
That is Shraddha. Shraddha, our regard for any good faith, for any good ideal. or anywhere, to come nearer to that substance, follow.
But it is still important to take the initiation formally.
Influence for some ideal. Our sympathy for a thing takes us nearer to the person, mentally nearer. Suppose I have someone read the books of Lenin, and he is attracted towards him, and gradually becoming communist. So from far off also, this book, someone reading Bhagavat or Chaitanya Charitamrita, Swami Maharaj's books that men is reading, and they are being transformed. Their heart, mind is being transformed and trying to seek some company of Swami Maharaj in this way. It begins, the activity begins there, good or bad. From far up, our mental zone is more spacious than the physical body. Generally we get the mental touch first, and then the body follows.
Can the same goal be achieved if someone accepts initiation
What did you say?
Or just what?
Just accepts the Guru in his heart as initiation.
Can the same result be achieved if one simply accepts Guru in his heart and not external initiation?
If available. If available, if physical connection is possible, then to keep the distance, what should be the reason? It will depend upon the circumstances. Suppose he has got reading the book, he wants to take initiation, but he has got no money, he can't go to the Guru. But from there he is trying his best to follow his directions. He will make some progress surely in the life. But when one, out of negligence, he does not like to go there or some other reason, that formality they may not accept. In heart they may have some regard, but he is unable to accept the formality. He thinks that will be society will abuse him. Then it will be something different. The sincere approach must be towards the truth, with thought, deed, and words, whole self. And we shall get the benefit of whole self, otherwise partial. Partial benefit we shall get. But in special cases, it may also happen that far off I want to surrender myself wholly, but external circumstances not favorable. Perhaps he may get initiation in dream also, and that may be effective. Lovely. Hare Krishna. He died. One English lady, after the departure of Swami Maharaj, came here, half mad. She was a daughter of a high police officer in India, in Calcutta, also in Allahabad. She told that I have heard that Swami Maharaj has come in London from so many devotees. I got his books. I want to see him. I heard that he has left England. Left England. Then after making some arrangement, I came to India and I was a little late and I heard that he has departed. He came to Navadvip, came here of half night. My life is unfulfilled. I could not get his connection. I don't know where is she. No, at this I don't remember her name also. But at that time I found her very, very disappointed. She was the daughter of a police officer of high rank in India, long time. She knew Hindi. Good, well. Bengali was little. Almost dressed as widow. Widow dress, she came. No luxury. Hari Krishna. Hankering after that combat, yeah? No physical connection, but internally she's hankering. Hare Krishna.
Guru Maharaj, should a disciple...
Do you know about that Aniruddha's mother, what is her name? Arundhati, in America. She came here several times with Swami Maharaj, wife of Pradyumna. Her name is Arundhati, and his boy is Aniruddha, father Pradyumna, and Arundhati, mother's name. I asked Swami Maharaj here, the boy, but the boy has imbibed pure devotion very well. I asked Swami Maharaj, has he got this tendency from her mother or father? Swami Maharaj told he got it from her, from his mother, not father. The boy's name Aniruddha, and the father was Pradyumna. He gone astray, that Pradyumna, for some time in the heart. But Arundhati is all right. She is in some temple, perhaps in America. Where, I don't know. Another lady Swami Maharaj introduced to me, I picked up from the seashore of Australia. She was such and such. Now she is giving useful service, very useful services to the mart. Another lady came from Iran, and she was... she engaged herself in the service of Madan's mother, the Pishima, you say, Swami Maharaj's sister, youngest sister, Madan's mother. Her youngest child was Madame. She paid for the publication of Prapanna Jivanamrita to me. She came to take initiation from me, but at that time I did not begin to give initiation to anyone, no inspiration. So I sent her to Goswami Maharaj, and she took initiation there. But she had much respect for me, and she paid for the printing cost of that Ambrosia, that Pavanna Jivanamritam. Whereas, so back 43 or so, long ago. For her service, that Irani girl was engaged with her, that girl came here several times. Another lady, when about 150 came here along with Swami Maharaj, and they took prasadam here, I asked, they are delivering lectures, I asked, if any lady wants to speak something, she is at liberty to say. Then one lady stood, and her lecture was very impressive. At this to me. She explained why she came. She told that when I heard that we can live with God as if in a family, as family man, we can serve Him, we can have Him within our midst. This attracted me most. About God we heard so many things before, but that is transcendental, abstract, imaginary, all this. But it is possible that God as Krishna, He may accept us within His family staff and allow us to serve Him and His servitors. It touched my heart deepest, and I was captured there by the happiness. Very satisfied. I am here. That family life with God attracted me most, and I am here. Very touching lectures to delivered here. Gaurhuri, Gaurhuri, Nidai Gaurhuri. Nidai Gaurhuri, Gaurhuri, Nidai Gaurhuri, Gaurhuri. Ama vimanasudhiya sadhano. In Kurukshetra, the gopis gave such statement. We are not yogi, we are not kormi. The kormi also worship God for the elevation of this life, mundane life. The jnanis, yogis are there. They want liberation from, by His help, liberation. Abstract thinking. But we do not belong to neither to these two groups. We are family persons, and half jungle person, girls. We know only family life. We want you to serve as family servants, maid servants. And if you are gracious, kind to us, please come in our cottage to accept our services as family member. We are meant only for that. We have no other capacity. little affection of heart which we have got, with that we can surrender your service. Please be kind to us. It's not all in answer. The whole world, by their attraction towards me, they get the relief necessary. And that person I am caught by your affection. Your affection is so pure and simple and sincere that I think it's my fortune that I have got your affection. So I am always with you, my beloved sir. This was it. Gold, hurry, 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 gold,
Maharaj.
What is your question? You are talking?
I was wondering if you wanted to stop the darshan here.
Oh, no. Little more time.
The difference between Mahamaya and Karma, as they affect a Shiksha in his struggle to become free, the different actions of Karma and Mahamaya.
I don't follow what you say. Mahamaya and the karma.
Yes.
These two words. And what the relation between them you want to know?
The relationship, the influence they are having on one devotee who struggles.
Karma means our movement under the influence of Mahamaya means misconception, misunderstood activity. Cannot give desired result, normal result. Mahamaya means misconception. The movement, the energy that is used under misconception, that will misdirect, cannot give us the desired result. The misconception may be intense or vague, light. So sattva-gun is light misconception. Rajogun is a little stronger. And tamogun, very deep misconception. So misconception is misguiding. So any movement under the influence of Mahamaya, that is misguidance. So what result it will bring for you? This knowledge of misconception, some sort of some form of misconception, light or deep.
The karmis say experience is the best teacher. They have a saying, experience is the best teacher. So that cannot be...
Experience in the broadest sense. That experience is, it takes us to the agents of the truth. If within our experience we can have connection with the agents of the truth, then that experience may be fruitful or revolving from infinite without company of a real agent of the revealed area.